I think that the so-called vice president is part and parcel of the regime. He's a partner in crime, if I may say that. He is a former head of intelligence and with lots of blood on his hands. So this man is not somebody who is suitable for the presidency, nor is he likely to receive the support or acquiescence of the opposition. The opposition made it very clear that what they want is a regime change. And to have this man as a successor is not regime change. So I think he's really out of the question. He's not going to be acceptable to the undifferentiated public, and he's not going to be acceptable to the organized public. Today, I noticed something for the first time, and I added to my list one more person, and that is the Secretary General of the Arab League, Mr. Amr Moussa. I was watching Al Jazeera in English, and here is Amr Moussa making a stop at the square, at the Liberation Square, to join the demonstrators and to express his solidarity with them. I think Amr Moussa is definitely a candidate because he would be the closest one to the demonstrators. Amr Moussa is charismatic, and he is his politics are concerned with the demands of the pro-democracy movement. And being in this position of the head of the Arab League, that gives him even, you know, more credentials to go for the presidency.
Could you tell me a little bit about the Muslim Brotherhood? Because some say that they're, you know, extremist fundamentalists, and then others are saying that that is a ruse of the Mubarak administration just trying to stir up fear, that if they take over, that actually they're a very pragmatic group that has taken care of a lot of the needs of the Egyptian people.
The latter thesis, that he's a ruse, is probably closer to the truth and the facts. I am really doubtful that the Muslim Brothers would be contending for the presidency, let's put it that way. The Muslim Brothers would be on the periphery, and they might secure a number of seats in the legislature, but I doubt very much that they would have any decisive power in any of the government branches. I think that there are certain elements in the media and in politics in this country who would like to say that this is an Islamic-inspired uprising, so that the ouster of Mubarak would not be pursued vehemently by the president, Obama. I mean, Islam is the boogeyman, you see, just like the communism used to be the boogeyman in the 1950s and 1960s. The Islamists in Egypt do not have power. They do not have rapport with the demonstrators, and they're really, this is not about them. This is about other issues. It's a question of unemployment, a question of a lot of graduates who can't find jobs, a question of lack of civil liberties and human rights. I think that the Tunisian man who set himself on fire last month ignited a new thing and started a new era in Tunisia and in other parts of the Arab world. So this is not going to be just an Egyptian revolution as 1952. This looks like it is an Arab revolution.